live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, all swimming lessons have been suspended at Oare Leisure Centre as a result of a member of their swimming teaching team testing positive for COVID-19. The Sinn Féin leader says everyone in the country should be able to get a COVID test result in less than 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has said he'll speak with the Chief Medical Officer about allowing partners to come into maternity hospitals. Planning permission has been granted for the development of Letterkenny Community Nursing Unit. And there's anger in South Inis Sean following confirmation Irish Water has no plans to upgrade the water supply there. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, all swimming lessons have been suspended at Oare Leisure Centre in Letterkenny today as a result of a member of their swim teaching team testing positive for COVID-19. In a statement issued this afternoon, the centre says the staff member contracted the virus outside the leisure centre and in line with safety procedures and HSE advice, three other members of the team who were close contacts are isolating and awaiting tests. People are advised that anyone deemed a close contact will receive separate communications from Oare and the HSE. All other services at the facility, including the swimming pool, remain operational. The Sinn Féin leader has said everyone in the country should be able to get a COVID test result in less than 24 hours. Yesterday, the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, was able to get an expedited result in a number of hours. However, many people are left waiting for days to get confirmation of a positive or negative test. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald says that needs to change.
And I'm also very glad that the Minister got that result within a matter of some hours. I think that it has to be said that that experience does not tally with people more widely across society. And I make that point because 24-hour turnaround of results has to become the standard, the universal standard for everyone in society.
Well, a Donegal deputy has described the government's handling of last evening's events in the Dáil as nonsensical. The Cancóla adjourned the Dáil yesterday after it emerged. The health minister was displaying COVID-19 symptoms and all ministers were told to self-isolate. However, the Dáil resumed later in the evening after TDs complained that there was no reason Dáil business couldn't continue. Deputy Thomas Pringle says the government could have easily rushed through emergency legislation last night without opposition.
In theory, what could have happened last night was the Dáil was dissolved. We could all head off home. Like I could have been in Pettigo by the time I got the call that the Dáil has been reconvened again, and then we'd have had to turn around and come back again. So, in theory, that if the government wanted to, then they could rush through emergency legislation with only their own members here, and it would have been perfectly legal in that there. Now, I'm not saying that that would ever happen or anything, but that's potentially what could have happened. And it's just nonsensical, and it was a bizarre situation to be in, really. I suppose one of probably many bizarre situations that we've been in through this whole period, anyway.
The Taoiseach has said he'll speak with the Chief Medical Officer about allowing partners into maternity hospitals. Under current rules, many women are having their babies without their partners present. Hospitals are trying to stop COVID-19 from getting into an environment with vulnerable women and children. Taoiseach Micheál Martin acknowledged it's very stressful for the families involved.
Some maternity centres, they may have different practices and so on like that. But I will engage with the Chief Medical Officer on this. And with the health service on this, because it's very difficult for people, it's very traumatic, and it should be very for many couples, a celebratory moment, very fundamental moment in life.
There have been 129 new cases of COVID-19 in the north in the last 24 hours. Two deaths have also been recorded. It brings to 8,631 the total number of cases in Northern Ireland, while there have been 573 COVID-19 related deaths. Planning permission has been granted for the development of Letterkenny Community Nursing Unit. The 110-bed facility will be located on a greenfield site at Kilmacrennan Road. Catherine Gaffney has more.
The proposed development will comprise of a community nursing unit hospital totalling at 9,400 square metres in gross floor area. The building comprises of 110 beds, including a mix of long and short stay, rehabilitation and dementia care, with associated resident accommodation, including dining rooms, kitchenettes, resident areas, with family overnight room, visitors room, treatment room and hairdresser salon. The facility will also provide a purpose-built rehabilitation centre, providing physiotherapy, occupational therapy and allied health professional space. Other features include an internal courtyard and terrace spaces, associated back of house areas including kitchen and laundry rooms, staff accommodation and auxiliary offices, and all associated site and development works including landscaping and site services and an ESB substation.
There won't be any hikes in income tax in the upcoming budget, but there won't be any cuts either. The government has confirmed it intends to borrow somewhere between 15 and 19 billion euro to meet the cost of COVID next year. Political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
Budget 2021 is less than a month away and is being put together in a very different context to last year. Living alongside COVID will be central to the plan, but a potential no-trade deal Brexit is also being catered for. The government's confirmed it intends to borrow between 15 and 19 billion euro to meet the cost 2021 is expected to bring, but Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue has promised no income tax hikes as part of that.
Of course, that also means that we will not be bringing forward any personal tax reductions within this particular budget.
Much like last year's budget, a no-deal Brexit is very much still on the cards, and Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath says they have to plan for it.
Look, it's in everybody's interest that that scenario is avoided, but it's not directly within our control. And given the events of the last week or two in particular, I don't think we've any choice but to assume that there won't be a deal.
Carbon taxes are also set to rise, though a decision on the local property tax has been deferred for another year. It'll be a difficult balancing act to fund the demands put on the economy by COVID and potentially Brexit, provide business supports and fund the increasing number of people claiming social welfare payments, while also making much needed moves on housing and climate action. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
There's anger in South Inishowen following confirmation from Irish Water that it has no plans to upgrade the water supply there. The peninsula suffers frequent water outages, which in turn impacts a significant number of homes and businesses regularly. However, Irish Water has stated that it will not be prioritising a full upgrade for the area, but has committed to fixing bursts when they occur. Local councillor Jack Murray has described the response as an insult to the community.
Water outages that I don't think can be compared to anywhere else, certainly in Donegal or further throughout the state. When people need to understand that when the burst happens in South Inishowen on the main trunk main, it covers a huge and wide area. The whole way from Fawn down to Inch Island, through Tubin, Burnfoot, Bridgend, over as far as Newton, across to Muff, even as far as Calais Times. And that affects schools, it affects businesses, it affects doctor surgeries, and hundreds, if not thousands, of families, our elderly, people getting our young children ready, and the sick. And for those people to be told that they're not a priority, that there's places worse off, I don't think it's acceptable, and I don't think it will be tolerated by anybody in South Inishowen.
Have they given any indication as to why they're not planning to upgrade the water supply, or have they given any indication if they intend to maybe in the years ahead?
No, they've said that they've done a study and other places are worse, or the other places burst more frequently, and I just don't accept that. I can't think of anywhere else that compares to South Inishowen. Certainly nowhere that covers such a widespread area. And to finish it off, they threw a token in that they'd continue to repair bursts as they have them. Now, anybody in the South Inishowen area would know these bursts can take 24 hours at times to repair, sometimes longer than that. So to be told that they'll just keep putting a sticking plaster on this problem and this line that keeps failing, I just think it's an insult to the people of the community that I represent.
The European Commission President has warned there's very little time left for the UK to negotiate a trade deal with the EU. In her State of the Union speech, Ursula von der Leyen says hopes are fading day by day. It comes as a UK bill that's aiming to override the Brexit withdrawal agreement is due to be debated by MPs today. Ursula von der Leyen quoted a former Prime Minister when she said the EU will never backtrack on the withdrawal agreement.
I remind you of the words of Margaret Thatcher. I quote, "Britain does not break treaties. It would be bad for Britain, bad for relations with the rest of the world, and bad for any future treaty on trade, End of quote. This was true then, and this is true today.
Donegal County Council has confirmed that taxi bylaws are currently being reviewed for Letterkenny. It follows concern locally that some of the current locations for taxi ranks are no longer suitable for the town's needs, while in some cases businesses are said to be impacted by where they are situated. The last review of the taxi bylaws took place almost a decade ago, and now a workshop is to take place on the issue. Local councillor Kieran Brogan is hopeful that solutions can be found that will accommodate everyone.
From the conversations I've had with the different taxi owners and indeed some of the business people around the town, where the taxi ranks were originally identified, a lot of the needs in that area has changed. There's no need for taxis on them. The taxis are not using them. So we need to look at this whole area as a matter of urgency. But I've said before, on many occasions, we need to look at the whole area of transport around Letterkenny. We need to be engaging with the National Transport Authority, with regards the town bus service going forward, the needs of the town as well going forward, and the possibility of a new transport hub for Letterkenny. We need to start engaging with the Transport Authority. The taxis is part of that discussion, as indeed the town bus services, but the National Transport Authority needs to be engaging with us too. So I welcome the workshop that we will have to discuss and adjust and provide new taxi ranks in different parts of town.
Because you even mentioned in there today that it has resulted in some parts of the town businesses even being impacted by the amount of taxis in one specific area.
That is correct. There's different times during the weekend at the busy times before COVID came into being that some of the businesses were affected because taxis were parking outside their business and their customers couldn't get into it. That's very important too. So we need to work to accommodate the needs of the business too. So hopefully this can all be taken into account now when we sit down at a workshop to discuss the needs of the taxi ranks in the different area and the parts of the town that is needed and the parts of the town that we can accommodate it, because we hear a lot of discussion recently about the revamping of the Market Square and stuff. So we need to incorporate the whole area of taxis in that too.
The North's Minister for Infrastructure has announced a £1.28 million investment for two greenway projects in Derry and Strabane. £980,000 has been sanctioned for the Strabane North Greenway project, while the remainder will go towards the delivery of a greenway in Strathfoyle. The funding is part of a £2.8 million package for the development of six greenway projects across the north. Match funding is now required from Derry City and Strabane District Council to progress the projects.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, where you'll find all the leading brands and running footwear from top names like Brooks, Asics and New Balance, in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with boxing, and Jason Quigley hopes to be back in the ring in October against the undefeated Mexican, Jimmy Munguay. Quigley had been marked for a fight on Eddie Hearn's card at Matchroom's headquarters and was included on a possible contenders list to take on Canelo Alvarez, but neither materialised. The Donegal middleweight told Greg Hughes in this morning's 9 till noon show that he's hopeful for a shot at the former super welterweight WBO world champion, who has a polished 35-0 record.
I've been in touch with Golden Boy and my management team, Sears Sports, over the last few weeks now, and we're pushing towards a date now in October or early November.
And is Jamie Munguay, is he speculated to be your opponent, or is that...
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. It's definitely a possibility. And if that fight doesn't come through, I will be on the undercard of that fight for a possible eliminator fight and a possible world title fight then against Jamie Munguay. It's probably 50-50 at the minute, because I know there is one or two other lads in for the fight as well. So it's a matter of who the zone approves for the fight.
Donegal GA Chairman Mick McGrath says there will still be frustration among members following this week's decision to allow 200 spectators into grounds. With county finals in the coming weeks, spectators will still face the reality of not getting into grounds to watch their side go for a championship trophy. Mick has welcomed spectators coming back, but says that still presents its difficulties.
To get spectators attending again our club matches is a welcome news, yes, but it's going to be very frustrating. As you're well aware, we're in the process of housing our county finals over the next few weeks, which would the pairings would normally draw quite a few thousand attendances, and we're going to lead to difficulties there. So we have classed McCool Park as being a stadium that can hold that has a capacity of over 5,000, which in turn then would put us to level 2, that we could admit 200 people. and that's the max we can spectators we can let into the ground on regulation at the moment. So that's going to lead to a lot of frustration, Oisin, and especially for the county finals that we have coming up in the next couple of weeks. And it's going to lead to difficulties within even clubs getting issued the small amount of tickets that they will get issued. But we have to go by the guidelines, and I suppose putting sport slightly to one side, we have got on our doorstep at the moment an increase of COVID cases throughout the country, and we can't run away from that fact.
The BBC are reporting this afternoon Conor Glass is close to leaving Australian rules football to come home in a move which would see him become available for the Derry senior squad. Glass joined the Hawthorn club as a rookie in 2016, but with his contract set to run out with the Melbourne outfit, he is expected to return home. The BBC say sources within Derry GA have confirmed that they have been in contact with Glass and are monitoring the situation. And horse racing tributes have been paid today to former Irish champion jockey Pat Smullen, who died at the age of 43. The Offaly native was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in March of 2018. A 12-time classic winner, Smullen won a Derby double with Harzand in 2016. Donegal jockey Oisin Orr won the St Ledger at the Curragh last Sunday. He said Pat was a big influence on his career.
I was very lucky to know Pat. He'd been very good to me. He got me the job in Mr. Weld, and look, I was a big supporter of his when he was riding, so look, it's devastating what happened for his young family, and look, we send our condolences to them.
What made Pat Smullen so special?
Well, look, he was a gentleman out of the saddle, and when he was racing, he was just unique. He was one of a kind and just very good.
What could you carry forward into your young career now and into the future, Oisin, off the back of what he's taught you?
Look, well, I think you just have to enjoy life out through the racing. It's not the be-all and end-all at the end of the day. It's horse racing, but I think just to enjoy life, really. I think that's the main thing I'll take away from it.
To soccer, this evening's Ulster Junior Shield semi-final between Glencairn Celtic and Old Town has been postponed. One of the players involved has been tested and is awaiting results. The game has been provisionally rescheduled for this Saturday the 19th. The final involving the Wunners and Quigley's Point Swifts has been put back to a later date. Zlatan Ibrahimovic has been included in AC Milan's squad for tomorrow's Europa League qualifier with Shamrock Rovers. The 38-year-old had missed Milan's weekend friendly with Brescia, but his coach insists that Ibrahimovic is ready for the game at Tala. There's another five Premier League clubs involved in the second round of the EFL Cup this evening, including all three newly promoted sides. West Brom welcome Harrogate. Fulham are away to Ipswich Town. Leeds United entertain Yorkshire rivals Hull City, and Southampton host Brentford. While in the late kickoff, Everton entertain League Two side Salford. And finally in rugby, it's been confirmed that both Heineken Cup semi-finals will be played Saturday, September 26th. Should Ulster win away to Toulouse, they'll play either Exeter or Northampton in the last four. And Leinster will have home advantage for those semi-finals. Should they beat Saracens on Saturday, they'll face either Racing or Clermont in the last four. That's it from the Sports Desk for today. Back with more tomorrow morning. Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin, and we're turning to some news. Live music and entertainment organisers are calling for a 5% reduction on VAT for ticket sales as part of calls for a major funding package from the government. It's been 188 days since gigs and festivals were cancelled, affecting 35,000 workers in the sector. Production company 10 Feet Tall is a bar operator for festivals such as Sea Sessions and Independence. Events director Ashley Dickinson highlights the impact of the restrictions on her business.
There's massive planning that goes in for months and months in advance, from the sponsorship negotiations to the branding for those sponsorships, setting up of the bars. And we have a total of 250 casual staff on our books to work on those bars over the summer, all of which don't have jobs this summer.
The Director of Economic Employment with Donegal County Council says Love Donegal Day is particularly poignant this year, with many people unable to travel home due to COVID restrictions. People are being encouraged today to tweet or post on Facebook using the hashtag Love Donegal. Gary Martin says the pandemic has showcased rural parts of the county as viable options for people to relocate to.
The Love Donegal Day, I suppose, this year is particularly important because it gives us an opportunity just to say hi to everyone and to give them an opportunity to say hi back to us again and say, look, we're still here. we're staying safe. We hope you guys are staying safe as well. You know, don't forget about us. Stay in touch. As they say, particularly at the moment, be kind to each other as we go through this terrible pandemic, and we see each other in the far side of all of that. The one thing as well, Greg, I suppose that surfaced, and we'd never have been able to carry out this experiment were it not for the pandemic. The fact that now, you know, rural parts of the country, including Donegal, are now looked at as being options for people to relocate to work from, so on and so forth. The fact that we've been able to, many of our larger businesses have been able to work, from home in the same way as they would have been able to from the large office buildings, reflects the capacity that exists here. And it certainly caused pause for thought amongst businesses that would formerly have been looking at the big glass building along the quays in Dublin as an option for their office accommodation. We see a change and a pivot in relation to all of that. And as part of our own remote working strategy in the council and with our development colleagues, we're looking at how we can actually tell the story of what we have available here. And there are numerous businesses who are doing it every day of the week here. And the Love Donegal Day is another opportunity just to surface that and to be able to reflect the great county that we have. And I suppose to a certain extent you and I take for granted because we're here every day of the week.
It's been suggested that businesses and families in and around Letterkenny could sponsor more seating around the town. There's been a big increase in the number of people out walking in recent months, and it's thought that more benches at various locations would be beneficial to the community. De Valera Road and the Neil T. Blaney Route have been highlighted as areas which are in need of extra seating. Donegal County Council has agreed to examine the idea. Local councillor Jimmy Kavanagh says the big success of roundabout sponsorship in Letterkenny proves that this would be a worthwhile initiative.
I would ask that the council lead on this, that they actually take it up and put it out there and ask if people are willing to come forward and if businesses are willing to come forward and sponsor a seat, rather than the council just waiting and seeing if someone decides to do it, so I would like them to lead on it, and I think it's a practical project that can work.
And you mentioned as well the big success of the various roundabouts around the town being sponsored and how well that's doing. The benches could be something similar to that.
Yes, exactly. That has been a huge success, the sponsorship of the roundabouts. And that's actually quite big money involved. The bench thing would be much, much smaller and much more doable for smaller businesses and for families who maybe want to remember a loved one and so on. It's also a chance, I think, from an environmental point of view. I know at least one company in the west of Ireland that make street furniture from recycled plastic, and there'd be an opportunity maybe to support something like that as well, and have really robust street furniture at strategic places around the town.
Weather now mild and humid tonight, with any remaining showers clearing, mainly dry with clear spells, though mist and fog patches will occur in light easterly breezes. Lowest temperatures tonight of 11 to 15 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there won't be any hikes in income tax in the upcoming budget, but there won't be any cuts either. The government has confirmed it intends to borrow somewhere between 15 and 19 billion euro to meet the cost of COVID next year. All swimming lessons have been suspended at Ora Leisure Centre in Letterkenny today as a result of a member of their swim teaching team testing positive for COVID-19. In a statement issued, the centre says the staff member contracted the virus outside the leisure centre, and in line with safety procedures and HSE advice, three other members of the team who were close contacts are isolating and awaiting tests. Planning permission has been granted for the development of Letterkenny Community Nursing Unit. The 110-bed facility will be located on a greenfield site at Kilmacrennan Road. And there's anger in South Inishowen following confirmation from Irish Water that it has no plans to upgrade the water supply there. The peninsula suffers frequent water outages, which in turn impacts a significant number of homes and businesses regularly. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Wednesday evening, September the 16th. The death has taken place of Robert Thomas Laird, Tony Ballybow Convoy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private for immediate family only. Funeral service is taking place at his late residence on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, followed by burial in the family plot in Convoy Presbyterian Church graveyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Convoy Free Presbyterian Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has occurred of Maud Gormley, 1 McNeely Villas, Old Town, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass on Friday morning at 11 o'clock in St Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with interment afterwards to the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, a wake and funeral are private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Robin Riley, Capri Ballybuffet, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow afternoon at 25 past one for service of Thanksgiving in Stranorla Parish Church at 2 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The service will be streamed live via the Stranorla, Mean Glass and Kilty Vogue COFI Facebook page. In compliance with current government restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family and friends only, please. The death has taken place of Corrine Moyne, Skeg Road, Burntfoot. Requiem mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St Angus's Church, Burt, followed by interment in Burt Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are for family only. Corrine's requiem mass will be viewed on churchservices.tv/Cockhill. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Murphy funeral directors.